Raskin to Trump, don't be a snowflake - tell the January 6th probe how 2020 was stolen from you. By Pam Key on October 21, 2022. Representative Jamie Raskin, DMD, said Friday on MSNBC's Alex Wagner Tonight that former President Donald Trump should not be too much of a snowflake to testify to the January 6th House Select Committee. Wagner said, "Do you expect that he is going to come and testify? I mean, there are reports that he'll testify if he can do so live. Reports are the committee is considering that. But we have been down this road before where Donald Trump says, oh, yes, sure, I will absolutely testify. AKA, the Mueller saga, and it never happens. What is your over-under that he's actually testifying before the committee?" Raskin said, "I mean, one of the pathologies of our time is that before we even look at what a reasonable, law-abiding former president will do, we immediately get pulled into Donald Trump's psyche. You know, I hesitate to go there. But I will tell you that we have talked to more than 1,000 people. The overwhelming majority of people we've called, including members of former President Trump's cabinet, members of his innermost staff, members of his family, have come forward to tell us the truth and to talk to the committee either informally or mostly under oath." He added, "The idea that somebody would ascend the highest office in the land, the President of the United States, and then refuse to testify about the worst domestic violent insurrection and attack on the U.S. Capitol in our history is astounding. One would think that he would respect the rule of law enough to come in. One would think that you'd understand it's a patriotic duty to do so. And at the very least, somebody who is willing to send other people into battle to stop the steal on the patently false grounds that the election was stolen certainly should not be so much of a snowflake as not even to come forward to state his own rationale for why he did that, and why he continues to claim against all the evidence that the election was stolen from him." Follow Pam Key on Twitter at Pam Kanan.